Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thank you for joining us today, where we are talking about how to succeed with style. And I have two fabulous expert entrepreneurs with me today to talk about just that and how they have succeeded in their business and in their life. First up is Lisa Decker, aka Miss Money Matters. She is the founder of Divorce Money Matters and a certified divorce financial analyst. She is a media resource for a number of outlets that I'm sure you all have heard of: Good Morning America, CNN, Business Week, Forbes, the New York Times, and the Oprah Magazine. And Lisa is an expert in divorce financial matters, a discreet problem solver, which probably comes in very handy when you're dealing with such matters. And she is a trusted advisor to her clients. So welcome to the Chic Perspective Show, Lisa. And you have brought with us one of your clients, actually. Cheryl Dre is also here. Cheryl Dre is the lead designer at Cheryl Dre Interior Designs, which specializes in full residential interior design, including room arrangements, custom upholstery, custom window treatments, and accessories. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, I could use some of those, Cheryl. Cheryl's also a member of the IFDA, the NFIB, and the WFCP. I'm not going to ask you what all of those mean, but very impressive credentials for both of you, and I'm so pleased to have you with us today. So welcome to the show. All right, let's start with Lisa. It's actually really funny, Lisa, working as a business advisor with my clients, it's amazing to me how many times they end up talking about their relationships and challenges in their relationships. And, you know, I'm a very holistic perspective kind of person. I think that in order to succeed in our business, we have to have, you know, success in all areas of our life. So it's interesting when I see how the two interrelate at times, at various aspects of, you know, the changes that take place in an entrepreneur as she evolves. Talk about divorce with me. Why do people get divorced, and why is it so complicated, and why is it so common these days?
Well, there's a lot of hot questions right there. I think divorce has been at the 50% rate for first marriages for quite some time. And actually, we've seen a dip in the rates because of the economy. People who want to get divorced and cannot afford to live separately or cannot afford the divorce costs.
Because so it's expensive.
It is, right? An expensive foray, yes. It's not an inexpensive thing to go through divorce, unfortunately. Although I am working on something that I hope to share with you here that can actually help people save money in divorce. And, specifically being put together for that target market, because so many people cannot afford to do things inexpensively these days. It's just, it's a tough thing going through divorce.
Oh, absolutely. So as a certified divorce financial analyst, this is basically what you do: help people figure out the best way to navigate the financial implications of
absolutely
the divorce.
Right.
What are some of the things people need to consider? Because I know that's one of the big concerns when somebody starts realizing, hey, the marriage isn't working out. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to need to look into this, but I'm really worried about the cost aspect. What do people need to consider?
Well, of course, in divorce, you have the legal aspects, and then the other part of it is the financial aspects. And then there's a third part with the children. But generally, if you can work out the children's aspects with your spouse, and you can work out the financials, you basically then have an uncontested divorce. So sometimes people start with someone like me and try to work out the numbers. Other times you may not have that kind of divorce. It's more contentious. So you start with an attorney, and then someone like myself might come in and supplement the attorney strategies. Another way to work with a CDFA might be through a mediator, where we would be hired as a financial neutral. There's also collaborative divorce, where you work as a financial neutral. So one thing I want people to know is that there are options out there. Just most people think about attorneys when they think about divorce, and attorneys play a role. But there are other methods and other options that can be more peaceful and less expensive.
And that's really kind of the philosophy around your business,
yes,
as I've sort of gotten to know what you do. Talk about how you can do the process in a more peaceful manner. What what are some of the things that people can do to make sure that this happens in a way that is as minimally disruptive as possible to their life?
Well, they need to look at the situation overall, because it you know, working together with your spouse only works if you have that type of relationship where you can still speak with your spouse. You know, sometimes that's just not available, and you need to protect yourself by getting the right kind of attorney. So look at the situation, determine, is my spouse someone I can still speak with? And, you know, how can we work through this together? Can we put everything out on the table? Can we still speak somewhat civilized? Can we have a mediator or a financial advisor who can take us through these numbers? If not, you know, then that's not the method to go through for you. You also want to make sure that you look at the type of attorney that you hire, because attorneys are your ally in your divorce, and there are fabulous attorneys out there that I can recommend. But I also know of attorneys who sometimes fan the flames in order to make things worse between the spouses to drive up the fees. And that can really drive a wedge deeper and make the costs go that much further. So picking the right situation and picking the right representation and the right team is critical from the beginning.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What made you start your business? What got you down this path of doing this on your own for a living?
It's just the way the universe has led my life. I was a business owner for 20 years in Florida in construction. Sold that business, moved to Atlanta looking for the next evolution in my life, and got into financial services, something that had always interested me, and then learned about the CDFA designation. And I realized just how extremely important this work is, because I watched my best friend go through a really difficult divorce, a Palm Beach divorce, many, many years ago, and so many family and friends along the way. And I realized just there's so many inequities. There's got to be a better way. And when I learned about this designation and how it could help people, I just decided I was going to go full force for it to help others.
I really love that you're providing this type of service to people, because it can be a very painful process. And it sounds like working this route makes it a lot less painful.
Well, potentially. Depending on how your divorce starts off. But at least you know that your money is getting watched here, that you know, your best interests are at heart. If you are, depending on the way you hire the financial advisor, you know, I help people to divorce their spouse and not their money. That's my tagline here. And, you know, I do try to provide a better way, but I also try to protect my clients' interest and make sure that they are getting every dollar that they deserve.
That's fantastic. And you met Cheryl at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. Is that correct?
Well, we were connected through a Chamber of Commerce,
right,
a colleague connection.
As chic entrepreneurs out there networking in the marketplace.
Is key in my business, yes.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about your business. Cheryl, what motivated you to start your company?
I'm a full residential interior designer. And initially, I started it back in 1992 when my children were still in elementary school. And I wanted to make just enough money to take them to McDonald's once a month. And I made a little bit of money working out of my house. And I thought, well, you know, next year, I think it'd be really great if we got Six Flags passes. And
so
we did that.
And
the following year, I was like, you know, I want to take them to Callaway Gardens for Christmas and stay a couple nights. And I just kept putting it up a notch. And eventually, by the time they were in high school, moved into a retail store that I now have. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you started at home. And
started
it was,
at home.
You know, very minimal expectations,
right,
for the business.
Right.
For as you saw how...
Very little outlay financially that I had to do. And
so how did you grow the company? Was it word of mouth?
Yes, at the beginning it was purely word of mouth. And I find if you do a good job and continue to do a good job, and people know you can trust, they can trust you, then they will continue to put your name out there. And so that's what happened. And I have some clients that I've worked with for, you know, over 20 years, and I'm on their third house with them, and I've watched them grow and their, you know, families grow and their businesses grow, and I've gotten excited to see their financial success, and we just kind of all work together as a team.
That's fantastic. So talk a little bit about what somebody should think of when they're looking at choosing an interior designer.
I think personalities really need to mesh, and you need to be on the same page with the person so that you're both thinking the same thing. It's not going to do anybody any good if you go in with a plan that the designer likes, but the client goes, well, I don't like those colors, or this couch is not comfortable to me. You know, so you have to talk to each other.
Everybody has such distinct taste, and it's so personal,
right?
What you want your home to express. So how do you get to know your clients and their style and their taste?
I ask them a series of questions about how they live and work and what they do and how that affects how they live in their home, how many people are in the home, if they have pets, if their pets shed, if they do shed, what color are their pets? Because, you know, some people don't want a dark rug if they have a light-colored animal who sheds all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. There's what looks nice in the catalog, but then what's going to be practical for your everyday life.
And my tagline is livable interiors at workable prices. And I work in all price range.
Nice.
But I like to make everything livable. So it really doesn't matter if you have a little bit of money or a lot of money that you want to spend. And nowadays people have less money and they're more cautious with it. But we should all use our money to the best advantage and help it to make our homes more livable and our lifestyle be the kind that we want.
So what are people usually looking for when they seek out an interior designer? Is it they just want to freshen up a room, or they've just moved into the whole house? What are some of the scenarios?
I personally get a little bit of both. I have some people come in the store and they say, I just need some help with some paint color. I bought my own couch. I don't know what to do. Or, you know, I can't change anything. I'm frustrated with my house, with everything around it, but I know I can paint my walls and make it a difference. But, you know, I don't want to mess it up, so I'll go out and pick a paint color for them. Other people start with a brand new home or a home that is new to them. And we find that a lot of people are able, in some instances, to step up into a home that is selling for less because of the way the economy is. And they get themselves into a much larger home than they expected, and then they need furniture and accessories and things.
Right. I've had that situation where you move all of your stuff into the new house, and it's like, okay, this isn't enough.
Right. And so they'll come to me and they say, you know, I need help merging the things that I already own and then making wise choices about the things that I'm going to get. And then other people are able to move into a brand new home where they start from scratch and they can build their own home, and I can meet with the builders and say, you know, let's put an electrical cord here, or it would be more, you know, prettier if we could upgrade this, or I don't really think that's necessary, you know, and help them spend their money wisely in that way.
That's fantastic. Well, and we talk a lot about this on the show, about how it's so important to have a team of professionals surrounding you, because especially as you're building a business, you're very busy and your time literally is money. So having the ability to delegate to other qualified professionals things that, hey, you know what, decorating really isn't my forte.
Right.
I need to get somebody on my team, or I'm going through some kind of, you know, personal domestic issue like a divorce. I need a team member that's going to help me assist with that. How have you seen, Lisa, the value of having a team and how that really helps to, I mean, does it help alleviate some of the stress for clients?
Well, absolutely, because when you are emotionally distraught, you know, divorce is all about the emotions, and rightfully so, but a lot of times people aren't making their best decisions, and I find that many people, when it comes to divorce, just want it over with quickly. Not all, but most, you know.
Sure, like a Band-Aid.
You know.
Let's just get it finished.
Well, I get a lot of people who say, you know what, I'll just give them whatever they want because I just want it over with, and that leads to regrets later on. So that's one thing. You want someone in your corner who can be the voice of reason, and by putting together the legal and the financial aspects, and if you need to, bringing in a child specialist or a therapist, you know, those kinds of situations really work out the best for people overall. But having more than one person to bounce ideas off of, and having people who have their own areas of expertise. You know, many times I find that attorneys just don't know what they don't know about the finances of divorce, just like I don't know what I don't know about the legalities. I would never tell someone what their legal rights were. So by having experts in each area, you really do get a much greater benefit overall in the entire settlement.
If I can answer to that, because she did work with me in my divorce, there were business, you know, my business was involved, his business was involved, and we had joint accounts. I'd been married 26 years. when everything is out in black and white and you can see it on paper, the way she put it all together, there's, you know, you just really can't dispute it. And it's just all there. It made it so much easier. And anytime there was a discussion, we just, you know, Lisa would say, oh, I've got that. It's on page whatever. And we had it covered. So it took a lot of pressure off of me so I could run my business.
That's fantastic.
And Cheryl, I have to say, she was one of the best clients that I've had come to me as far as organization, because she, you know, it's in critical in a divorce that you're organized and that you provide the right documents to your divorce team, because that's the only way they can work with things. And Cheryl was on top of that, and that was wonderful to work with her. But, you know, it was very rewarding for me to be able to come in and say, no, you know, what's being said on the other side may not be so, and here's why, and to be able to pull out that document and prove our contention, our point. And that was helpful in the settlement and getting things settled and not ending up in court, which is also another important point. You want to stay out of
court.
Which
saved us money.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's huge. One of the things that I know a lot of people get attached to that you've mentioned is the house. The idea of I want the house or any one particular thing. Maybe it's, you know, a piece of artwork or something with sentimental value. Talk about how it's, you know, that can be a danger.
Yeah, you never want to become attached to anything. And don't think of your children as attachments either. Some people use the children as pawns in a divorce. But it's funny because the house, many times we see people have this attachment to it. However, in today's world, it's almost become an albatross. And now people do not want the house because so many times they're underwater in them. I'm having more difficulty with that, with you take the house and the negative equity and give me something else. So, you know, we've kind of flip-flopped on some things, depending on how long people have been in their home,
sure.
Of course. But you never want to become attached to any particular thing. And one of the important things about the house or working with any kinds of investments are that there are underlying tax issues. You need to know the basis. And this is the one mistake that attorneys make, the biggest mistake that the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts finds, is that attorneys don't look at the underlying tax basis. And that can create major tax issues later on for one spouse or the other. So then that's another reason to make sure that you have someone who's knowledgeable about divorce and finance. And there's a lot of great financial planners out there, but they don't all know the nuances of divorce and how it plays into your finances. So it's important to work with someone who has that specialty.
Sure, because it is a very specialized area of expertise.
I did an interesting thing with that. I took pictures of all the stuff in the house.
Okay.
And categorized it, like put all the lamps in one pile and all the furniture in one pile and all the artwork in another pile. And we sat down and I just spread it out and we picked. We just took turns picking. So we weren't running all over the house. Well, I want this, I want that. It was all documented in a photograph. And then there also wasn't any, you know, like, well, I'm supposed to have this because I, you know, we had the picture to prove. Well, no, I'm getting
right.
It. And we just did it very quickly. And
what a sensible,
you know,
way.
It was just a lot easier that way. And I've told some of my clients and friends who are going through a divorce, you know, stuff is stuff. You know,
right.
There are emotional sentiments attached to everything, but stuff is stuff.
Right. So figuring out what's important for you to hang on to, but not letting it hang on to you.
Right. And I find it very interesting as we picked what he chose and versus what I thought he might choose.
Oh, I bet that was
so. It just was, you know, there was no argument. It was just you pick it and then I'll pick what I want. And we took turns and it was very amicable.
Well, so as, you know, with your area of expertise
well,
in design, that probably was an interesting process for you.
It was.
Okay, now that I'm redesigning my new life, what do I want to keep in it and what needs to go?
Oh, it's always a difficult decision, but sometimes it can be made for you by, you know, the splitting of stuff. And other times you can make the decision on your own.
So, Cheryl, what is some of the hot trends in decorating this season? I always like to pick up the magazines and see what's hot and fresh. And I feel like even though it was snowing this morning in Atlanta, I'm really hoping spring is on the horizon. And I always feel like people want to freshen up the look of the house, that whole spring cleaning. What's new and hip in design these days?
Design in the residential section follows very closely what is happening in fashion. And what we're seeing in fashion is the bright colors, and yellow, I think, will continue to be a hot trend, and the chartreuse green, of course, that has been popular, will continue to be along those lines, the mixing of the yellows and the greens. But green is going to make a stronger statement coming up. So as you go out shopping, you'll see like Kelly green and chartreuse green scarves and purses and bags and stuff like that. We'll start seeing that show up in the interiors world, and pillows and lamps and artwork and different areas.
Okay, so if you're looking to freshen up the look of the house, adding some accents.
Adding some pillows, you know, adding some beads around a lamp, throwing some trim on some neutral window treatments that you've already had made can all change that look. But we're seeing it move towards a very transitional look, whereas people are inheriting their grandmother's tables.
Right. They
have things that they bought when they first got married, or they got into their first apartment that they bought on their own, and they like it because it's sentimental, or, you know, it's useless, or they frankly just can't afford to replace it right now, but they have other things that they want to add on to it. So we're seeing in a little bit more contemporary things come in the forms of accessories, like in artwork and lamps, table accessories, and then having our very traditional sofas and chairs, and then grandma's maybe armoire blended it all in there, and throw in a yellow pillow on it, and it somehow all works.
Interesting. I like that. I like kind of an eclectic mix, mm-hmm. and yeah. something, you know, pieces that have history and story around.
Yeah. I don't try to get rid of everything. I try to find out, you know, what needs to stay. And maybe we can reposition it or repurpose it and then add in some fresh things to liven it up a little bit.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you guys on today. We're almost out of time, so I want to go ahead and ask chic tips. I like to ask all of our entrepreneurs that we get on the show if they would share a chic tip that's really helped them to build and grow their business. And we certainly have two very successful and chic entrepreneurs today. So, Lisa, what chic tip would you offer to the listeners?
I would say for anyone to mind your money matters. As Miss Money Matters, that's what I tell people. You have to stay on top of it. You cannot, put that responsibility off on someone else. And is it okay if I give my new website here that's going to give people some ways to save money in divorce and help them with those money matters? And that's savemoneyindivorce.com. And they can actually get a list of 37 attorney questions that can help them save money in the divorce process.
Excellent. All right. Can't wait to check that out. That is a great one. I know I'll be passing it along, unfortunately, to a girlfriend or two of mine. Now, Cheryl, what chic tip would you like to share?
Oh, social networking. And I'll have to say, when my kids first learned that I was going on Facebook, they were just horrified, and it took them over 6 months. My kids are in college. Took them over 6 months to friend me.
Right.
I told them I was doing it for
That's
business
great.
Purposes, and they didn't believe me. But it has really been very, very beneficial to me in networking, both with my clients. Most of my clients who are under 35 don't email me anymore. They Facebook me.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's their form of contact.
Right.
And it's fast, it's easy, and it all comes to me on my phone, which I know how to use. And it's just been a wonderful way to stay in touch with people. And there's something about, when you see your client going to the pool with her children, or her kid just brought in, you know, a soccer ball or something, and they're talking about it, it really helps me get a perspective on how their daily lives are and how to make their homes more livable for them when they use me. And likewise, many of them have told me it's just kind of nice to know what's going on in my world, too.
That's neat. Yes, because I think at the end of the day,
we're doing
business with people. Yeah. And, right, it's got to be friendly and fun, and it's about those relationships.
Absolutely.
And that's really where women excel. Mm-hmm. So I love seeing how the social networking has started to really influence.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how my clients and my friends know each other, too, which I would never have guessed.
Right. It's a smaller and smaller world every day. Well, let's make sure that we do get the websites out. Once again, Lisa, the website for the information you wanted to share was?
My primary site is divorcemoneymatters.com, and the new webpage is savemoneyindivorce.com.
Excellent. And Cheryl, your website for people to find out more about?
www.CherylDraeInteriorDesigns.com. And you can Facebook me, Cheryl Dre Interior Designs.
Excellent. And thanks, ladies.
And I have a fan page on Facebook as well at Divorce Money Matters. So love to see everyone there.
Perfect. And we will definitely post all the links on the blog site as well for the Chic Perspectives show. This is going to wrap up another episode of Chic Perspectives. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us. And thanks to our sponsor, Pink Payments, merchant services for women, by women, and supporting women. To hear more Chic Perspectives episodes, check out thechicentrepreneur.com. Until next week, wishing you all chic success.